took action by passing a bill and having it signed by Republican Governor Bob McDonnell. The bill states that residents of Virginia, quote, cannot be required to buy health insurance. The $1 trillion health care overhaul bill was signed by President Obama in March and demands that Americans buy health insurance. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And our guest this morning is Ian Letcher. We're going to be talking about his book, Fair Trade Doesn't Work. And we've had Ian on before, but his subject is so important. As we look at what's going on in America today, I think everybody is concerned about the economy. Are we going to have a double-dip recession? Is the economy going to gradually improve, or are we going to possibly go into a double-dip recession? And then what does the future hold as far as America is concerned? I mean, after all, a lot of our jobs have left America. Some people say as many as 8 million jobs have left America, and we'll let Ian give his figures because he's certainly analyzed this very carefully. But does fair trade play a part in what we're seeing today as America's manufacturing and jobs? America's wealth leaves America. And Ian works certainly with a think tank that actually deals with this sort of things. He's written a fascinating book, and he recently contacted me saying that one of the major book networks, I think it was Barnes & Noble's, wouldn't carry his book. Why not carry a book, make it available? Or is there certain things that the American people are not supposed to be concerned about? After all, everybody knows that fair trade is going to get America's economy booming. We have to have all these various treaties, and this is why America's economy is so vibrant, or maybe this is why America's economy isn't vibrant. And with that as a background, Ian, you pick up the story because you know it far better than I do.
Good morning, Doctor. It's a pleasure to be on your show again.
Will you go right ahead and tell us a little bit about fair trade and why it doesn't work?
Well, the reality is that free trade was never America's policy. It's not what this country was founded on. It's not what the founding fathers believed in. It's only something we embraced at the time of the Cold War as a bribe to the rest of the world not to go communist. We threw our markets open to the rest of the world without asking for very much in exchange. Today, foreign nations are more than happy to send us their exports, but most foreign markets are not open to the United States in anything like the same proportion. And the natural effect of that is that the United States runs an astronomical trade deficit on the order of hundreds of billions of dollars a year. It fluctuates, but it's been up to $700 billion a year.
But why would we certainly allow other countries to have barriers against our goods? Well, we would have no barriers against their goods. It's almost as if somebody wanted to destroy our economy. After all, that just doesn't make sense.
Well, there are two reasons here. The first reason is simply special interest corruption, because large multinational corporations find it very profitable to be able to produce abroad, where you can pay people wages under $1 an hour, places like China, and import these goods to the United States for sale here. The second reason is more subtle, the intellectual corruption of people who have become convinced that free trade is the best policy. A lot of economists genuinely believe this, but in point of fact, if you look into the question in any depth, which is what I've been doing for about 3 years now, it's quite clear that economics doesn't really support free trade. Not really.
Well, there's a Dr. Binder. Is it Binder or Blinder? I think maybe it's Blinder, who is an economist who's been a supporter of free trade until he sat back and realized that we could lose literally all of our manufacturing jobs to that. Well, what was the story there? Was it Alan Blinder?
Yeah, you talk about Alan Blinder. He was the head of George Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. He's still a prominent figure in Washington. He estimated that offshoring, which is when technology enables you to move jobs, like, for example, the people who answer telephones when you call up an 800 number, or the people who process your insurance claim, or any of the white-collar jobs, are moved to places like India thanks to the Internet and other long-distance electronic technologies. He estimated a few years back that this could ultimately affect up to 40 million American jobs. So nobody will be safe from this.
Well, now, of course, 40 million jobs, that's a large percentage. How many people do we have working in the United States? That's, what, about a third of all jobs can be lost?
Yeah, it's absolutely enormous. The reality is that when people lose jobs, they're probably going to find some other job in its place. But the danger, of course, is that people will lose a job that pays the kind of wage you can support a family on, and end up having to go to work at the video rental store for $8 an hour or something like that. So even if the unemployment rate per se is not that high, this can still be a terrible thing, because we can hemorrhage our best jobs and we can end up a low-wage service economy.
And we could really lower the living standards of what the American people is, what you're saying.
Oh, definitely. Sure. That's definitely a possibility.
How many jobs have we lost to sending our manufacturing overseas? Not necessarily the outsourced jobs, but how many manufacturing jobs have we lost? How many jobs have we lost as far as outsourcing? In other words, basically, recently I read where President Obama, who's so interested in getting jobs for the American people, had otherwise sending $23 million to India so that they could teach the Indians to speak better English so that they could be more efficiently take jobs. We could outsource our jobs to India, to the people who speak English, after all. You don't want to pick up and talk to somebody on an answering service who, you know, sounds like their name was Raj and they're in Calcutta, because their name is Raj and they are in Calcutta. They don't speak very good English. But you don't have to worry. President Obama's got them, get them trained in better English so they can take our jobs. How many jobs have we lost? Do we have any idea?
It's been estimated the United States has lost about 3 million manufacturing jobs since Y2K, and offshoring is probably about a million jobs right now.
All right, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Ian Fletcher. Free trade doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't work. And the American people better learn while we still have some jobs.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Ian Fletcher, his book, Free Trade Doesn't Work. And, well, basically, it looks to me like we've pretty well lost most of our steel industry, our textile industry, our electronic industry. We're losing a lot of our automotive industry. With the government shutting off the water in the Central Valley of California, we're losing a lot of our agricultural industry. What industries will we be able to keep here in the United States? I understand they're opening up a new, area like San Jose, the Silicon Valley. They're opening similar areas over in China and India. Is there anything that can't be done overseas more efficiently and probably much far cheaper than it can here?
Well, if you're asking what kind of industries the United States will be left with if we allow our industrial base to be stripped, obviously it's going to be the kind of things that cannot be done remotely. For example, the dry cleaners on your corner is going to stay. Teaching public school will probably stay. It'll be things like that. But unfortunately, most of those jobs, with the exception of things like being a heart surgeon, are low-wage jobs. And that's the problem.
And, of course, the government's going to tell the heart surgeon who he can operate on and who he can't operate on if they have government insurance. And after 65, why you have government insurance, and they can say you can't operate on these people because it's not cost-efficient. So, basically, even the heart surgeon will have restrictions placed upon him in this wonderful new society we're developing. Ian, what can be done to reverse this process? Because the American people, if they look into the future and see where we're headed towards suddenly America becoming a second or third world nation. What can be done to reverse the process?
I don't think it's too hard to figure that one out.
I know that.
If you go back to American history, you look at the fact that for most of our history, the United States was not a free trading nation. It was a tariff-protected economy. This was the policy intended by the Founding Fathers. The Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, specifically says the Constitution, the Congress has the authority, quote, to regulate trade with foreign nations. If you have a $10 bill in your wallet, have a look at it. The man on the $10 bill is Alexander Hamilton. He was the economist among the Founding Fathers, and he was the intellectual father of American capitalism. And one of the things that he said in the 1790s was that the United States was going to have to be a tariff-protected economy. Abraham Lincoln was a protectionist. Teddy Roosevelt. All the great names from American history, with very few exceptions, up till the end of World War II, favored a tariff-protected economy. I talk about this in Chapter 6 of my book, Free Trade Doesn't Work, which is on sale on Amazon.com. And I think the answer is just to get back to America's traditional policy, which worked the first time, and I think it would work again.
But, of course, you would be called a protectionist if you you advocated that. And we've heard them saying that on 60 Minutes when somebody advocated, you know, we try to protect our industries, our steel industry, other industry. And Leslie Stahl looked with horror on her face and said, why, you are a protectionist. And well, under that sort of a verbal attack, the people would sort of stammer and you know, actually say, yes, oh, my good, well, I'm not really a protectionist. I just want to protect my industry. But I think that we should proclaim that. You know, we want to preserve America, and you've got to protect America. You've got to preserve it. And if you don't preserve it, it's going to be destroyed. Would that be a fair appraisal?
I think so. Protectionism worked perfectly well the first time we did it. There's no reason it wouldn't work again.
And they certainly make a good point, though, of putting people like you and me on the defensive as, you know, archaic protectionists, and everybody knows what the Smoot-Hawley Bill did, you know, when they tried to invoke terrorists back in the Great Depression, and, oh, everything, all the ills of the Great Depression were because of protectionism. How do you answer that?
Before you worry about being defensive, just remember which side won at Gettysburg. Smoot-Hawley is a myth. The idea that the Smoot-Hawley tariff was responsible for the Great Depression is so ridiculous that no real economist actually believes in it. And I'm talking about even free traders like Milton Friedman. He said it wasn't true. Paul Krugman is slowly coming around, but for years he's been a free trader, and he says it's not true. This is not real history, and I challenge anybody to find a real economist who's actually studied this, who's prepared to claim that the Smoot-Hawley tariff was responsible for the Depression. I could get into the technical details, but I won't do that on the air. But it's a silly idea that doesn't stand up.
Well, I'm not defending it, but I'm just telling you what all the pundits that you're going to hear on television will tell you that. And how many times I've heard that, protectionism, why that would plunge us into a recession if we were to have protectionism. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a depression now because we don't have any protection for our economy. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for our guest, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. This is a very important subject. Now, you work for some sort of a think tank, don't you, that deals with these subjects?
Yes, I do. I run the California office of the U.S. Business and Industry Council, which is a Washington-based think tank founded in 1933.
All right, fine. And basically, there are certainly some industries that would like to see the tariffs to protect them, because, of course, if we have no protection, they are going to be forced to move overseas. I mean, everybody's buying cheap textiles. Why? Because they can produce them so much cheaper overseas because there are no tariffs. And haven't an awful lot of our major corporations, electronic corporations and others, moved overseas simply because they cannot, you know, compete as long as they're here, working here in the United States, without tariffs?
Yes, that's true. The reality is that large parts of the world, most famously China, have extremely low wages. In China, the average wage for manufacturing workers is under $1 an hour. And there's no way that Americans can compete with that.
And certainly before long, China's going to be bringing her cars in here, and they'll undersell anything that we can make. And basically, they'll be excellent cars. They'll be American-made cars. General Motors is one of the largest automotive producers in China, as is Ford. American-made cars, and you'll be able to get them $8,000 or $10,000, great cars, but they'll be made in China with Chinese laborers. And do you foresee this happening, Ian?
I think it's definitely a possibility, but I think that it may happen that there is a crisis before this comes to pass, because the United States' enormous trade deficit is eventually going to drag down the value of the dollar. And if the dollar falls by half, which is a possibility, that's a number frequently bruited about as the decline that it would take to bring our trade back into balance. A fall in the dollar by half would double the price of foreign imports. And if that happens, then foreign imports are not going to be so competitive. The problem, of course, is that devaluing your currency is a way for a nation to become poorer. And that would be a form of national decline on our part.
And the value of everything that people had, you know, that they've worked their whole life for, that lose 50% of the value of it, because that's what would happen. The money would be worth half as much, and we would simply rob from the vast majority of the American people another way to bring impoverishment. So, but basically, Ian, the Chinese have for years pegged their yuan to the American dollar. When the dollar drops, the yuan drops, gives them an unfair advantage. Certainly, the currency levels can be determined by the governments, and they can keep those levels low to increase their exports. Don't they actually do that so they can be competitive with the United States and undersell us at every turn?
Yes, they do. What you're talking about is called currency manipulation. You see, it is a myth that our trade with the rest of the world, when you're talking about a nation like China, is conducted on a basis of free markets. It isn't. The exchange between the United States and the People's Republic of China is systematically manipulated by the fact that the Chinese government holds down the value of its own currency, probably by about 30% or 40%, in order to make their goods artificially cheaper in the U.S., and to make American goods, by the way, the exports, which we try to send them, artificially more expensive there. So this is not a fair exchange. There's a thumb on the scale.
And so basically our leaders are allowing our goods to be undercut at every turn throughout the world. China can have all sorts of barriers to importing American products, but we can have no barriers to importing Chinese products, and they're gradually grinding down the wage level here in America, our production, more and more Americans out of work. And the average American doesn't see the relationship between what's happening to our economy and free trade. And Sidney Ian has been trying to get his book. Was it a Barnes & Noble that wouldn't carry a book?
You can get it on their website. It's not in the retail stores. You can also get it on Barnes and on Amazon.com. The title is Free Trade Doesn't Work, What Should Replace It and Why. And my name is Ian Fletcher.
And you did a great job on the book. In fact, we actually carry the book. We think it's an important book, and we think you should read it. We wouldn't carry it if we didn't. The ideas are, you know, what determines the course of our nation. And if you can't get the idea out, and if you don't ever hear of a book and it's not on the bookshelves, how are people going to learn your message, Ian?
Well, the reality is the American people are slowly waking up to this problem, because people are not stupid. They know something is wrong. It's just difficult for a ordinary folk to assemble the necessary intellectual ideas to figure out why what they're being told by their own government is a lie. It's a lot of work to piece together the truth when people don't want you to know. But I think that if you read my book, you'll understand why it's not too hard to understand why the official version of economics that we are spoon-fed and told is true is, in point of fact, a corrupt concoction of special interests, and that this country would be much better off if we returned to our traditional economic policy.
Well, now, what part does the NAFTA treaty, what part does the World Trade Organization treaty play in this? Certainly, we were told that, you know, if we had NAFTA, why, we've got all that great land of Mexico down there, where we can sell all of our products in Mexico. Isn't that wonderful, you know, how this is going to bring so many jobs to America? NAFTA certainly is the way that America's really going to prosper and get our economy booming. What's the reality of NAFTA?
Well, when NAFTA was being debated, the government told us that it was going to create about 200,000 jobs in the United States. In point of fact, after NAFTA was put into place, our own government, the Commerce Department, has admitted it probably cost this country about 500,000 jobs. And if you talk to the trade union folks, they say it's probably even more than that. If you remember Ross Perot debating Al Gore on television in 1993 about NAFTA, I mean, Ross Perot is kind of a nutty billionaire, but he's been vindicated. It turns out the old guy was right.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Ian. We'll be right back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Always making, building. Manufacturing means jobs. Making things puts our people to work. Manufacturing and small businesses have been the source of our economic strength for over a century. They are the backbone of the American workforce, the engine of Main Street enterprises. They are the anchors of our communities. Now, Congress is pushing higher energy taxes. Our manufacturing strength and countless high-paying jobs could be lost. The last thing Congress should do is increase the cost of living and doing business in America. We need more jobs, not higher energy taxes. Call Senator Michael Bennet toll-free at 1-888-232-1158. That's 1-888-232-1158. And tell him to support Colorado manufacturing by saying yes to jobs and no to higher energy taxes. Paid for by National Association of Manufacturers, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nam.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and warfare, holy places and in his hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Ian Fletcher. His book, Free Trade Doesn't Work. If you're out there in the listening audience, and this is such a vitally important subject, if you have a question or comment, Ian is the expert on this. He knows more about this than anybody else I know. Our telephone number here at the station is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Ian, would you like to get your website out there? People need to know where they can go to get accurate information on this whole lie about Smoot-Hawley, this whole lie about free trade, this whole lie about how wonderful NAFTA was, how wonderful the World Trade Organization is. Look at all the jobs they've created here in America, and look at our prosperity. Ladies and gentlemen, they work great. They really did work great. I believe they did exactly what they were intended to do. And Ross Perot was absolutely right when he talked about that giant sucking sound juice here, and that is our jobs leaving the country. The program is working great. How can people get to your website?
My website is at www.freetradedoesntwork.com.
Freetradedoesntwork.com. What, do you think Ross Perot was right when he talked about that giant sucking sound?
Oh, sure. I mean, Ross Perot was kind of a kooky individual, so I didn't vote for him at the time, but he has been vindicated. I wish only the country had listened a little more carefully.
Right. Well, they certainly made him out to be a kooky individual. Why, he even said that there were some people who were trying to kill him. In fact, I actually interviewed the fellow who was given the job of killing him. He didn't do it, and he got into real trouble. And last thing we heard, his body had washed up on the shore somewhere in the Caribbean. But we do have the interview with him, and we even have a filmed interview with him. His name was Chuck Tatum. But Ross Perot was certainly made out to be a kooky individual. Why, he thought that NAFTA was going to cause us to lose jobs and to become an impoverished nation. Well, certainly, is the message getting out? Certainly, Ian, I know that you're doing everything you can to let people understand the fallacy of free trade. Do our economic leaders, do our manufacturers understand what's going on and how they are being betrayed and undermined?
Right now, there is a section of the United States Congress, maybe 100 members of Congress, who I would describe as having seen the light on this issue. The Obama administration, however, is clueless, as was the Bush administration before it, as was the Clinton administration before that. I suspect, however, that over time, Congress will only become more militant on this issue, and, for example, the free trade agreement with Korea, which the Obama administration wants to pass, which would be the biggest free trade agreement since NAFTA, is not going to go through because there will be too much opposition on the floor of Congress. So, over time, I think people are waking up on this issue, and I talk about this in Chapter 11 of my book, Free Trade Doesn't Work. You can trace election by election. There is a gradually rising tide in Congress of opposition to free trade, but it will take time for this to bear fruit. My own suspicion is that a crisis on the scale of the 2008 financial crisis, or possibly even larger, is coming in less than 5 years, and that is going to shake everything up.
You're talking about the double dip.
Well, no, actually, the double dip recession may already be upon us, but you can't tell for sure looking at the data. It might not be, but that's a separate problem. What I'm talking about is the fact that the United States runs such a huge trade deficit and has run such a huge trade deficit for so long that at some point this must come to a stop. Now, I do not traffic in predictions, which I cannot make, so I'm not going to tell you that there's going to be a crisis next Tuesday or next year. I can, however, tell you with legitimate certainty that a trade deficit cannot go on forever, and it would be my guess that at some point in the next 5 years or so, there's going to be an end to this pattern that we have endured for decades now of the U.S. running deficit trade on an astronomical scale with the rest of the world. What form does that take? It probably takes the form, as I mentioned before, in a crash, a collapse, or a prolonged slide over a year's time of the international value of the United States dollar, which would, of course, bring our trade back into balance, very, very crude fashion. But I think at some point, this is well nigh inevitable now.
Okay, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janan in Texas.
Oh, hi, Janan. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. One brief comment first. I believe it was James Madison, possibly in Federalist Paper number 10, who said that our nation, the USA, was blessed because of our geographic, our waterways, and just the way that we had so many varied natural resources. He kind of indicated that we could be sovereign and really very, you know, not have to use international trade that much to keep our country going. So that's one thing. But the other thing I wanted to ask Mr. Fletcher was, I remember Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, commented, and this was years ago, that it was perfectly possible for our businesses to engage in free trade with other countries without there being, you know, international trade agreements like NAFTA and GATT. And he never said much about it in the last few years, but I was just wondering if he could comment on that a little bit, and I'll hang up and listen off air. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Janelle. Well, first, Rod Paul was coming from a libertarian point of view. Libertarians want free trade. The difficulty is that there's no way, in my estimation, that an automotive worker working in Detroit with getting benefits and all the other things that he did, as well as his salary, and actually having then to have part of that sum of his salary go to pay off the cost of previous retirees, you know, getting $60-$70 an hour, can compete with a worker in China working less than a dollar an hour. And certainly, as long as they can bring their cars made in China into the United States or made in Korea into the United States without tariffs, why, of course, they're going to bring them in, and they're under going to cut our workers. How would you respond? Do you know anything about Ron Paul's remarks, certainly supporting free trade? And do you think he's changed his position, being realistic as free trade is eroding and destroying the very foundations of our economy?
Well, what you put your finger on right there is the fact that we're really looking at two different problems.
Well, that's not a problem. We'll be back in just a moment. Again, our number 877-254-7524, right here, the American Freedom Network.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan Mack here, our guest Ian Fletcher, his book, Free Trade Doesn't Work. Again, our number, 877-254-7524. But you were saying there were two aspects of the problem. A question had been raised. What about Ron Paul and the libertarian view that we need free trade, you know, that we would prosper from free trade, that it would benefit everyone? And what would your response to that be?
Well, I've seen Ron Paul's remarks on this subject, and there are two problems here. The first is that free trade, even if it is genuine and authentic, 100% free trade, does not work, I don't think.
The second problem,
which Ron Paul is talking about when he criticizes NAFTA, is that what we have today is not even that. Genuine free trade would not work, but it would probably work better than what we have today, which is not free trade. It is not free trade when the United States opens its market to the rest of the world, but foreign nations maintain trade barriers, overt and covert. Some of them are public, others are behind the scenes. It is not free trade when foreign nations manipulate their value of their currencies. Most famously, China manipulates the value of its currency. But Germany, for example, has done the exact same thing by adopting the euro, which has resulted in a currency which is too weak for all the stronger economies in Europe and too strong for the weaker economies. It's no accident that Germany's exports are booming right now. And by the way, that should tip everybody else that the problem is not only low wages abroad, that is a big part of the problem, but there are even high-wage countries like Germany and Japan that are presently taking advantage of the United States.
And why would our leaders allow this to happen when it's hurting our industries and hurting our workers? I mean, why would they undercut America and benefit the countries throughout the world? That just doesn't make sense.
Well, as I mentioned before, there are really two reasons for that. First is the simple special interest corruption of large multinational corporations that find it very profitable to import goods despite the fact that it's much harder for the United States to export in return. And second is the more subtle problem of the intellectual corruption of the economics profession, in which close to 90% of economists buy into this delusion that free trade is best. Now, I have some very well-respected men on my side, and they wrote blurbs on the cover of my book, so there are some very important economists who side with me, but 90% of them have fallen prey to this delusion.
And even Dr. Professor Alan Blinder, I can always remember because he's blind to reality. Suddenly said, hey, we could lose 40 million American jobs with this. Shucks, I guess maybe I haven't seen this thing quite clearly. And he's been pushing free trade until he suddenly realized there was very little we could manufacture in America that couldn't be manufactured overseas. And, of course, the biggest thing is that American corporations have moved overseas. Sometimes they say we had no alternative. We could not compete with the products coming in, so we had to move our factories overseas and hire cheap labor. And they've done that. And so a lot of what is being imported into America from overseas is America-produced, but produced by American corporations that are making their money overseas, keeping their money overseas, not bringing it back into America, and building more plants overseas as more and more American workers lose their jobs. Well, certainly, I don't see any future for the textile industry or the electronic industry or so many other industries here in America. Do you?
The way we are going, things will be very tough. No question about it.
And, of course, we're in the middle of a recession. Here's an obvious solution to the problem, and yet anybody who talks about reimposing tariffs is immediately attacked and vilified as a protectionist. And they say that word with such demeaning meaning, and certainly, you know, how any intelligent individual could be a protectionist. Have you been called a protectionist?
I am a protectionist. There's no shame
I'm proud
in that.
Of it.
Abraham Lincoln was a protectionist. Teddy Roosevelt, George Washington, the great names of American history. The simple historical fact, if you look at the economic history of this country, economic history is widely regarded as one of the most boring creations of the human mind, but I actually find it fascinating because it reveals how this country really got where it is. You have to remember that in 1776, America was a third world country. It was a country where the vast majority of the population grew their own food and they worked as farmers. There was no industry by modern standards. We were very, very poor. And yet, on the basis of a protectionist economic policy, we rose from that to being the most advanced and prosperous industrial society in the history of the world.
And
that's what economic history tells us.
And I'm a protectionist as well. I agree with everything you're saying, Ian, and I think it's so vitally important that our listeners out there become protectionists too. Do not succumb to the propaganda that tells you Smoot Hawley created all of our problems. It's simply a lie. A lie told often enough is still a lie, even though widely believed. Ian, a parting thought for our listeners.
Sure. If you have a look at my book, it's entitled Free Trade Doesn't Work, What Should Replace It and Why, and it's on Amazon.com. In terms of the larger situation, if you want to be ahead of current events, look into this issue, because I genuinely believe there is a crisis in the offing in the next few years. And if you understand what's really going on, you will know what's going to happen in a way that the people in Washington, the Obama administration, and so forth have no idea.
I agree with you. Well, thank you so very much. Our guest has been Ian Fletcher, and an excellent source of information. Once more, your website, so people can go there and get additional information.
FreeTradeDoesn'tWork.com.
FreeTradeDoesn'tWork.com. It doesn't work. God bless. Thanks very much, Ian. Bye-bye.
Very well.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including the existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Ian Fletcher. We carry his book, Free Trade Doesn't Work. You need to read it. You need to be able to discuss this intelligently. Because it is part of this organized effort, intentional, malicious, vicious effort, to destroy this nation and impoverish our people. Why do I say that? Well, very simply, because this whole thing, this whole financial contraction is intentional. We have a pamphlet, it's 50 pages, it's five of my newsletters called Financial Meltdown. You can get it on our website, you can pull down my website at RadioLiberty.com and read them, but you can get the pamphlet, it's inexpensive, $3.95. We have three pamphlets, one's the history of money. You need to understand the history of money, and of course, the fact we have a totally fraudulent system by which the banks create money out of nothing, and they can lend up to 20 or 30 times the amount of money they have. They create money out of nothing, and then, of course, they have the audacity to charge you interest on it. It's a means of creating a new feudal system with, of course, the bankers, the feudal elite, and you and I, the serfs. It's called financial serfdom. You need to get our pamphlet on the history of money, on the prophetic warning. Andrew Jackson's A Farewell Address in 1837, five newsletters, and my critique of it. It will give you an idea of what's happening today. And lastly, the financial meltdown. You need to get this information. You need to get Ian Fletcher's excellent book. Free Trade Doesn't Work. We actually have a book called Meltdown by Thomas Wood. We carry, of course, Ed Griffin's The Creature from Jekyll Island. You better understand what's going on, because most people are going to get financially wiped out. If you don't listen to my interviews with the weekly programs with Bob Chapman, you need to hear them on Monday afternoon, Monday evening. You can hear them at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day and not get much accomplished. But if you hope to survive the intentional destruction of this country, why, of course, you need to listen. How can I say they're doing it intentionally? Why, very simply, I've read the plan, and you can too. It's called the Earth Charter. It's available on the Internet, written by David Rockefeller's nephew. And, of course, you can actually get it free from Radio Liberty. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you get anything else, we'll send you a free copy of the Earth Charter. Read point 10A, equitable distribution of wealth between nations. How do you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Why, very simply, you lower the living standards in America. You send our factories, jobs, and wealth overseas. We go out and borrow money so that we can send foreign aid to other nations. Does that make sense? It's all part of an organized, conscious effort to destroy our economy and the economy of the world. And believe me, if you don't think that's a plan, why, you can get our sustainable development syllabus and read the writings of Marie Strong, very close to the Rockefellers, where he talks about how he has this dream of intentionally working with other people of great wealth, destroying the world economy. It's all part of a plan, ladies and gentlemen, but you're not supposed to know that. You're supposed to think, oh, President Obama is just trying to get more jobs. If he's trying to get more jobs, why is he giving money to India so they can teach people to speak better English, so they can offshore our jobs? They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Don't forget our all-day conference on the 17th of October here in the Monterey Bay area. If you're coming, I think it may be too late now. It is. So today's the last day. You can still get your special rate as far as your hotel.